My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are at the Sam Adams Tap Room, Faneuil Hall, downtown Boston, and they are Sam Adams throwing a fifth birthday party for this show. And Jim Cook will join us soon, and we'll cheers to 5 years. When I came over here, Curtis, to WEEI from WAAF, and moment of silence for the great WAAF, one of the all-time great rock stations. I know you got many of you were supporters of WAAF. Thank you so much for that. We miss it.
And a moment of silence for everybody that thought this was failing on day two.
Our next guest was one of the first who agreed to be on the show, and so he joins us this morning, the governor of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck. Round of applause for Wick, please, everybody. Wick, good morning.
Yo, man. How are you?
How are you?
Well, you know, you make it sound like a big surprise I agreed to go on the air. I'm not exactly publicity shy, but you guys have always been the best.
Well, we appreciate always the support that you've given this show and you gave us on the old show. And certainly, I think it must be, I'm sure for you, the sadness that existed with kind of what's going to go on over the next few years here must be comforting. You must enjoy the fact that the people at some point are going to miss you.
I don't even really focus on that too much. I'm being straightforward about it. I'm on such a roll from winning and the way we won in 24. I think this team was really, really special.
Yeah,
and like of all the teams that I've been a part of for 22 years, this one is just extraordinary. It took a long time to build it up, and we hung in there, and the guys got it done.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, how are you over the, like, when you had that parade and the city showed up, like you know, arguably never before. Are you over that yet, or do you still think about it all the time?
I think you mean 2008. I'm not even over 2008 yet. I'm not. I mean, I'm not kidding. People ask me all the time, is it wearing off? I'm like, it hasn't worn off from 08. I that's the way I'm wired. I'm so happy that we got it done twice and we're looking for more.
Do you find it as odd as we do that Steve Kerr is not playing Jason Tatum in these Olympics?
I mean, I wouldn't play Steve Kerr, let me put it that way, if I was putting the coaching staff together. I'm like, what's going on? I mean, it's a mystery. It's a complete mystery. And I mean, I think Jason doesn't deserve anything but praise, kudos, and playing time. I think he and Jalen led us to this unbelievable championship, and they're not apparently helping out the Olympic team. They're not, not able to be helpful in the Olympic team, and just leave it at that. It's mystifying.
Yeah, it is mystifying. Although I guess, you know, Courtney brought this up during her lead. Maybe it's something, and I'm sure you're hoping for this too. It's something that those guys can use as they get ready for this upcoming season from a chip on the shoulder perspective.
Exactly, and I was on that duck boat with Jason, and Amelia and I were up there, and, you know, he's wearing a shirt that says, you know, what is it, don't stop disbelieving. That was his, you know, motto even in the parade. It's like, you know, how do you like me now? And hopefully this is fuel. I mean, the schedule's going to come out in like 5 or 6 days, and we are going to see who we play opening night when we get our rings and put the banner up, and it's going to be on. Let me tell you, they're going to be coming after us.
Wick, we've been so surprised, though, by the disrespect that people have shown this team almost immediately after the parade, whether it was they had an easy road to the championship, then Jalen not getting the nod to Paris, and now Jason not playing. It feels like a disrespect I've never seen before and something that I don't understand. Do the players feel that? Does Joe Mazzulla feel that? Are they ready to just absolutely rip everybody's heads off?
Well, I'm going to see all that crew just about, you know, a lot of them this weekend because Peyton Pritchard's getting married on the Cape. So we're kind of going to reconvene a lot of us down there and probably talk about this. Here's what I think, though. In the aftermath of the win, what's really happened is people have been putting this team into perspective and looking historically at the record of 80-21, which is the total all-in record for the year, and beating people by double digits and beating Dallas by, I think, 3 times by like 16 points, was it? I mean, you know, here's our playoff run. 4-1, 4-1, 4-0, 4-1. Nobody has anything to say about that. We went 16-3 in the playoffs, and we won the championship. And this one, this team's going down in history. It has gone down in history, and that's how it'll be remembered.
Speaking of Peyton Pritchard's wedding, I'm assuming that the trophy will be there. Where's the weirdest place that it's been that you know about?
This one so far, all I know is I gave it to Joe Mazzulla for 2 days and it came back with dents in it. So I don't know what he was doing with it. There are a couple of dents on the trophy. I don't know what happened, what Joe decided. He did some, you know, Taekwondo with it or whatever he does, but he's hilarious. If he were coaching the Olympic team, it'd be a different story. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
For the better. But I do know the last trophy was at the bottom of a pool on the vineyard because Ray Allen got married, and there was the trophy at 2 a.m. in the bottom of the pool, on the bottom of the pool. So this one still probably hasn't, that probably hasn't happened yet, but the night is young. We'll see what happens over the weekend.
Wick, you said how this has been a long time coming in the championship, and you're not still over the high of 08 and building this team. I just marvel at I think the reason why it has been so successful is that you and your group have put basketball and winning above all else, despite the people that have come and gone. Is there a decision, whether it's Brad in his current job after Danny left, or Joe Mazzulla to remain as the head coach, or whatever, is there a singular moment that you look back to, or is it just everything built on each other that allowed you to get this second dominating championship?
Well, thanks for the question. The two decisions you mentioned were two decisions that I had to make over the last few years that went well, obviously, to say the least. But clearly, some decisions work and some don't, and you have to be humble and you have to realize other people helped all the way along. But those two decisions, looking at Brad across the table, saying who are we going to hire for GM to be in between us, as lead owner and then coach, you need a GM between us as a partner. I looked at the list with him, and I didn't really seem to be on the list that I knew well enough or that I felt could be that partner. I just kind of didn't like the list. Then I looked at him and said, I think it might be you. Let's talk about it in the morning. Give me your thoughts in the morning. He came in the morning. He goes, all right, I'm up for it. I mean, that's how that happened, and I think that was a pivotal moment. And then Joe, hanging in with Joe after a good year with a great record, but, you know, number one record in the league, but then a loss in the playoffs, hanging in there. He hanging in with us, and we hanging in with him, or however you say it. Those are two key things. But let's not lose sight of the players. All 15 of them bonded together. They put the team above themselves in every single case, and we, you know, kicked ass and took names.
You told us early on in the season, last season, that there were cameras rolling, and now I guess April is when we will see all of this, and what a season to do it. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that worked out great, didn't it? it's the HBO cameras. It's a really high quality group. Great, a couple of great co-directors. I mean, just terrific people, and I can't wait to see it. It's going to be we know the ending, but it's a good ending. So we didn't really spoil it for anybody. It's I can't wait. It's going to be great. And in fact, I went out to see Koozie the other day, and there they were. And we did not do it as a media event, but then they heard about it and came out. And Bob Koozie's the best, and I mean they really are taking it's going to be a great look at the Celtics, and it's not just us. It's all the way back to the greats that built the team and set the standard that we're just trying to live up to in our own very average way.
And Bob Cousy's going to be there, I think, opening night when the banner goes up.
Is that... I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. He's 96 now, and God love him. He's an absolute inspiration and the best. And if he can't make it to that game, we'll go to him. But really proud to know him and really appreciate everything he does.
Well, speaking of appreciation, I so appreciate the fact that you're an owner in the city who has always come on this program, has always talked to the fans, has always been great to us. So if I could, cheers to Whit Grosbeck here.
Yep.
Jim Cook just...
Today is the day to cheer. Thank you. But today is the day to celebrate you guys in 5 years and many, many more. And you guys are the gold standard, and really proud to be your friend and also an occasional guest. So thank you. Congratulations. Well,
Jim Cook has stepped up here, and I know that you're, because of business, you're limited in what you could say, but I just want to say this. Jim could probably arrange free beer for life if you just figure out a way to be around forever with this team.
Well, I'm never...
Don't sell it. You'll get free beer for the rest of your life,
beer, free beer. Free beer from Jim Cook.
I just want you to know that offer is out there.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Well, I go all the way back to Joe Owaites, the late Joe Owaites, who was one of your first collaborators, I think. And I'm never
absolutely
too far away from Adam.
Best brewmaster in America.
Yeah,
and nobody knows Joe Owaites except me and Wick.
Except you and Wick. All right, Wick.
That's
thank you very
1980s.
Much.
All right, guys. Thanks.
You're the best.
Thanks for having me. Congratulations.
All right, that's Whit Grosbeck, and here's our host, Jim Cook, who we have a round of applause for Jim, who also has been very loyal, not only to this program, but in general. I always say this, Jim was back in the early AAF days, you were the very first client, to do an annual advertising deal with the old radio show, is that correct?
We saw this crazy kid with a crazy dream.
Yeah.
Named Greg Hill.
I don't look much older than I did then.
No.
No. Thank you, Jim.
And you don't have any
more talent. How many beers have you had?
You've hung in there, man.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the support, and I think we're going to cheers to 5 years. By the way, this tap room is awesome. You must love having this right here downtown.
Well, and we get to see Sam Adams right across the plaza.
Yeah,
this was a dream of mine for many years to do this here. So
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And it's great having you as a guest.
Well, we're happy to be here. What are we cheersing with?
Well, I brought you something special.
Okay.
This is 5 years, and it's 35 years you and I have been together.
35 years. Can
this
you believe that?
This is the original batch of Sam Adams from 1984.
Holy cow. First that's the year I was at.
What?
Look at that.
And I'm going to drink it with you.
Wow. We're going to drink it?
Okay.
Are you sure you want to waste that on me?
That
well,
is fermented.
Either we drink it or I give it to the Smithsonian.
This is really cool. Can we show this on Twitch?
And Greg was actually 40 when you met
him. So this is how this looks when you originally, the first batch ever brewed in 1984.
That was it. That I was what I started with.
I was a junior at Neshoba Regional High School in 1984. I thought I was going to graduate at that point. Yeah. So you can see that on Twitch. All right. So we're gonna.
Oh, it's dark.
To be, is it supposed to be that dark?
No.
Okay.
40 years. Slowly oxidized. So this is a unique experience. I don't know what this is going to taste like.
Zoom in on Greg.
Yes. Holy cow. All right. Do you have a toast?
Well, this is to the next 35 years between us.
Okay. All right.
Cheers.
To the next 35 years.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Everybody else.
Hello.
Cheers.
Oh, my. It's almost like sherry.
Yeah, it tastes like you want to try it. It does taste kind of sherry-ish. Wiggy, give that a try.
Tastes like
we got the Wiggy test. All right, let's see. Do you think this beer will ever succeed?
I'd have to say it tastes like it's been sitting around for 40 years.
You're honest, man.
That's so wild. Well, so what happens? It breaks down in the bottle.
It'll slowly oxidize. There's a certain amount of air and oxygen that leaks in through the plastic of the cap. Those molecules will let some air leak in. And obviously the carbon dioxide is gone.
That's 40-year-old beer right there.
Wow.
And if I'm correct...
Yeah, it's old enough to drink itself.
Story-wise, you were working like for a hedge fund or something, right?
No, I was a manufacturing consultant.
A manufacturing consultant.
I knew how to make stuff.
And
didn't know how to sell it. Didn't know how to market it.
And
but I knew how to make beer.
And you knew because you had your grandfather made beer.
I'm the sixth oldest son in a row in my family. In my family, we've been making beer for 180 years.
Wow! And then you brewed this batch.
Yep.
And you put it in a case or suitcase or something and walked around and tried to get bars to put it on. Bar to bar.
Yeah, we were driving past the Black Rose. That was one of my first accounts.
I was going to ask you the first place.
There's a bunch of them. It's like, you know, there's a lot of people probably think they like deflowered Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
we have lots of.
Who cares who was there first? Is what you're saying, right?
Yes, I think we're all away.
Isn't the Black Rose with the Whitey Bulger joint that got shot up?
No, probably. I don't know. Yeah,
I spent $80 there for cover once.
Now here you are. You could buy the Celtics. Like, are you interested?
It might be a little out of my price range, but I've saved up all my empties, so I can. Rick, if I cash in all my empties, can that give me 1%?
Yeah. They could give me like the Sam Adams, the Boston Sam Adams Celtics or something.
Yeah. It's been this incredible experience for me. I actually wasn't born here. I came here when I was 17, and it's Boston. So there's like world class everything, world class sports, education, museums, neighborhoods, everything's world. But we had crappy beer.
Yeah.
We had like Narragansett, and you remember Haffenreffer, the Green. Death, Green Monsters.
Schlitz.
Boston didn't have good beer, and that was like my...
Red, white, and blue?
Yeah, that was my little contribution to Boston, like one mosaic in this, you know, one tile in the mosaic.
It's a pretty big
Boston
one now.
Was,
yeah, it really is.
Beer.
And I think everybody would like to thank you for that contribution,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to have some good beer to drink.
Yeah. Great job on Sun Cruiser, by the way, too.
That's fun, too.
It's awesome. I mean, it's awesome.
As you know, I have the attention span of a gerbil, so I get bored. And I'm always like, what else can I make that would be really cool?
Yeah.
And it's 40 years in, and I wake up excited every morning.
Well, awesome. you're the best. 35 years. Thanks a lot for the support. Thanks for the support of this show. Thanks for doing what you did for Boston.
You know, I think you're going to make it in radio, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And I think you're going to make it here.
Beer.
All right.
Yeah, cousin.
Cheers. Cheers. Your cousin, Wiggy. Can you put Wiggy in a Your Cousin commercial?
Yeah, cousin.
Can you put him in with
We'd love it.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right.
We'd love it.
Let's make it work. You two on e-bikes. All right. We are at the Sam Adams Tap Room. It's our fifth birthday party, and we will be back with another one of our original guests on this show, the former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, now the president of the NCAA, Charlie Baker, will join us next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.